Today, on the Be Sexy Plants podcast, we have the fabulous, the one and only, Crystal the Goat as a special guest. And just me. So today, in this episode, we wanted to talk to you about, because a lot of people have asked, hey, Crystal and Michael had vacation a few weeks ago. What
did they do? So many people asked. It gets better and better.
Why were they offline for so long? And we wanted to tell you a little bit where we were, what we did, and kind of our experiences.
Yeah, and it is not because we just went on a holiday. We actually went to the Hippocrates Health Institute, and we actually took care of our own health, which we do every day, but we wanted to learn more. And we learned a whole bunch of different things, and we're just really, really excited to share that with you.
And we're going to link more information up, obviously, about the Hippocrates Institute, so you can read more.
Big fans.
But we're huge fans, and we recently, on the podcast here, had director Brian Clement on. So if you haven't listened to that episode, highly recommend it. Brian Clement is a fascinating
force.
And a force.
He is a force.
Force for health and the health movement, the raw food movement for 30, 40 years.
The wheatgrass
and
movement.
The wheatgrass movement, so many movements.
Sprout movement.
Exactly. And he is with his wife, running this Hippocrates Institute for 30 years or 40 years now, I think.
Yeah.
And fascinating how they are able to help people there in that campus they built in Florida. So Crystal and me, because we usually, and some of you maybe know, when they write us and they come to us saying, hey, Michael, I also have cancer, or have somebody in the family have cancer, have some severe chronic disease. What can you recommend? And usually, if you see our emails, then we recommend to look at Hippocrates Institute to get some inspiration, to maybe get some information you haven't heard before.
And if you can't actually go there and visit them, and we've sent quite some people there.
Yeah. And now we wanted to actually check it out by ourselves to see what are they doing? Why is it so fantastic? And, had 5 days, our own detox, basically.
7 days.
7 days.
We were there 7 days. I don't think it's a detox.
It's not a detox.
No, it's different. It's 7 days. Really, everything is optimized towards health. There's a lot of education classes. And I think we should just walk through our week. Like, we arrived there on Sunday. It always starts on a Sunday. Their regular program is actually 3 weeks. You can also, they have more of an education program that's longer, but you can also go just for a week. We didn't have 3 weeks time, so we still really wanted to squeeze in a week, which we did. And I'm so happy we did. So we arrived on Sunday, had the biggest amazing sprout salad of my life to get started with. So they have the buffets where you have your lunch as well as your dinner. And it is 50%, if not 70% of this buffet is sprouts, and they sprout everything. They sprout from the beans to the lentils to the buckwheats. I mean, like sunflower sprouts, broccoli sprouts, garlic sprouts, onion sprouts, fenugreek sprouts, everything was sprouted. And they sprout a lot of different things. And that is one of their core philosophies. Sprouts are extremely healthy.
And that's the core philosophy we took out. We want to give you like three main takeaways. One was
eat more sprouts.
Eat more sprouts / living foods, right? And what does that mean, Crystal? They're very big on foods that are still living and giving you really a lot of energy, a lot of nutrients in there. And that's sprouts. Sprouts are living still.
And why sprouts are so amazing, right? It's a very small seed that then actually with the water in a couple of days, some takes 2 days, we sprout now along with a lot of mung beans. If you're going to start sprouting, start with the mung beans. You can also, you know, some take 5 days, but basically the little seeds start growing. And it is, they call it pre-digested. It's very easy for your body to digest actually all the nutrients that are then in that little, little tiny plant that actually, you know, if you think about a sunflower seed, it's going to grow to this gigantic sunflower, but it's this really small sprout that you're eating. And just the sunflower seed, which obviously contain these things too, is harder for our body to digest. So it's almost like a pre-digested not seed, bean, sprout, lentil, whatever it is.
It's really high in protein too.
It's, some of them are super high in protein. Honestly, I was so full. I was so shocked on some of the things, how full I was. And I mean, a salad, I get fools from salads too, but it's like to a certain extent, but this was just different. I just really felt more full than I normally was.
But you feel full, but obviously because they're so nutrient dense, you don't need to eat so much.
Yeah.
And therefore you feel also not, you don't feel heavy or you're tired after the meals. You just feel like, oh my God, I just gave my body so much nutrients. So huge takeaway, living foods. Can we incorporate more living foods in our diet? Because if you think about it, right, if we cook things, if we buy things packaged, right, these are not living foods anymore. These are usually dead, right? And so they're losing some of the nutrients. They're losing some of the nutritional profile if they're cooked or if they're processed or if they're in packaged. So if you eat something living, right, it's so much, so nutritionist, gives you also so much energy. And we felt so much energy from these sprouts. It was crazy.
Okay, so we need to go a little faster. Otherwise, we're not going to get through the
morning. We have only three things. Well, one is sprouts and living foods.
That's two things. It's sprouts. I mean, sprouts should have its own category. I think we all need to eat more sprouts. Let's start sprouting some things. It's a lot of fun. I really also like even doing this with your kids or something. This is just a huge tip. Start eating more sprouts. What I wanted to say, though.
I wanted to say one more thing about sprouts.
Yes.
So when we had Brian Clement on a podcast, he talked to us about sprouts, right? And then we started buying some sprouts in the supermarket and felt we ate more sprouts. But being there, we really ate a lot of sprouts. Like 50% of our plate was sprouts at lunch.
Oh, I mean, the buffet was 70%, but your plate is also that much sprouts. So, maybe I should have clarified that.
Yeah, so there was a lot of sprouts. So if you start eating sprouts, really don't be afraid to eat a lot of sprouts.
Yeah.
They're fantastic for you. You can incorporate them great in your salads. If you can, just make 34% of the salad you make for lunch, make them sprouts, right? And you can grow them so easy, like Crystal said. Easy.
Then what I want to talk about a little bit further. So on Monday, you actually, you do a blood test. They check a whole bunch of different panels from different vitamins, different hormones, and your cholesterol, a whole bunch of different things that determine your health. Overall, the good news. We're healthy.
They're very, very healthy. Very healthy.
So that was good to see. We're healthy. There are different sports classes every day. So you actually, one of my favorite classes that we did on Monday is that we did a trampoline class where just an hour long, you're doing all kinds of little jumps and like just jumping up and down and different dance moves on the trampoline, which is amazing. And it's actually very good for your lymphatic system. So your lymphatic system is actually helps you actually getting, if it moves, that's why it's really important to get rid of waste in your body. And jumping really helps with that. Also, another way to do that is actually moving in the water. So swimming is really good, or like an aqua fit class, which I also have. And then also another one is, and I forgot the name now, how do you call this again? The
scraping.
No, not scraping. That's tongue scraping.
Skin.
Sorry, everyone.
I thought it was skin.
Dry brushing. I got it. Dry brushing your skin to actually from the bottom of your feet up to your hips, your hands up to your neck, and from your belly button up to your armpits, actually, and up to your collarbone. Really healthy to do every single day. So there's a lot of, it was not only about food, but there were a lot of different things we learned. Another thing you did there every single day was going into the infrared sauna once or twice a day for 15, 20 minutes to just sweat it out. And you just feel so good and so relaxed.
What's the second takeaway, Crystal? Not only or...
I want to talk about everything. Can we do the takeaways at the end? I have a couple more things I want to add. Another thing you do there as well is that you actually do enemas as well as one time a week you do a colonics. So enemas is actually with a bag of water to cleanse your colon. And then colonics is actually more with someone else where there's a little bit more water pressure actually to remove some of the waste that gets stuck in her colon.
And there was something very...
How was it, Michael?
That was very, very interesting and very new for me because I had never done a colonics or enema. I know Crystal was talking about it before and I was like, do I really need it? But then I was surprised how much comes out if you do a colonics and how much waste that it's stuck in your intestines because they're so long. If you think about it, they're several feet long, right? If you would lay it on a surface.
It's insane. Yeah.
And everything has to move through that. And if you eat, even if you're eating healthy, right, there are things that are stuck and sometimes don't come out. And so I was surprised how much comes out. And I felt
shocked.
I was shocked and I felt so much lighter. So for people listening, doing an enema and that they're really big on doing once a week an enema at home, you don't have to go to a colonic clinic and do that there. You can also do an enema at home. It's very easy. I really felt lighter and I really felt better, right? My digestive system was better because it was cleaned and my intestines were clean.
And what I thought was so interesting, and I didn't know that, but apparently more in the 60s and 70s, when people would get a cold or they wouldn't feel good, one of the first things they would do, and it was very normal, was that they would just do an enema. So it's not something that is new and it's weird. They have been around for so long. And I think it's always interesting because sometimes you hear these things and it's like, you know, it's like, oh, this is new. It's like, no, it's not new. It's actually there for a really long time already. One other thing I want to highlight, maybe two, is that every day they have a wheatgrass, like how would you call it, just a room where there's a whole ton of fresh wheatgrass that you have to juice yourself every single day to take wheatgrass shots and then also wheatgrass implants. And
for anybody who's listening doesn't know what a wheatgrass implant is, I also didn't know and I was surprised what it is. And we're not going to go too much detail, but what we learned is the power of wheatgrass is incredible. And you have fresh wheatgrass. We know, and we'll go into why we have obviously in the super green, a lot of wheatgrass in there too, which is fantastic. So not everybody can juice every day their own wheatgrass. There we were able to.
Which was amazing.
So we were drinking wheatgrass. And if you drink straight wheatgrass pressed, it's very powerful too. And an implant is you putting the wheatgrass actually in an enema where you get things out of your intestines. In an implant, you shoot it up your intestines and your colon.
Yeah, so instead of the water going up, you're actually putting some wheatgrass up and it really helps with cleansing your liver. And it's powerful, it's energizing. It also does come out pretty quickly again. So like that's that. And we don't recommend just doing this at home by yourself. A lot of the things we're sharing here, we're sharing what they have taught us there. And I would not just start experimenting wildly, but actually would just recommend actually checking out Hippocrates if these are some of the things you want to learn. One other thing is just the classes, right? We had every day several lectures where we just learned a whole bunch of different things. And some of the things we've just shared with you, a lot of things about health, how to be healthy, how to take care of yourself. And it was just really, really nice. And I felt really, really just fresh, energized, light, and just really awake and clear-headed and just good afterwards, which was amazing.
So we had one major takeaway.
Yeah.
Sprouts. Which was sprouts / more living foods, which was one.
Okay, that's one.
I think the second one, we talked a little bit about wheatgrass, the power of superfoods and the power of as food as medicine.
Yeah.
Crystal talked about our blood panels and how healthy we were. And there were also a couple of things, right, that were a little lower than we thought, because we actually checked it for the first time.
Vitamin D was actually one.
Vitamin D. And we learned, right, we are all deficient, right? We can have the healthiest diet, but we are all deficient in somewhat in one or the other, just because of our environment, because of the way we live, because of stress, because of several factors. So having food as medicine, right, food as superfoods helping to restore some of those nutrients, was really powerful. We did it with wheatgrass there, right? And we have wheatgrass in our products. We did it with the juices they had.
I had turmeric every day. Also turmeric, a lot of garlic, actually.
A lot of garlic. So we like food as functional medicine, food as supplements, actually. Yeah. Food as really as a function. That was a major takeaway, that you can really work on your deficiencies. And we had people, obviously, in this program that had chronic diseases, and they were healed or strengthened and with food.
Yeah, it's very interesting, right? Because it's not that they're being healed by Hippocrates. They just get tools for their body to function again, so the body can actually really restore the imbalances in its own body. And that's really what health should be about, and that's what healing should be about. I think the one other thing I want to add to you, right, where vitamin D, which is, it's actually in some mushrooms, but it makes sense, for example, for vitamin D to take a supplement. If you take a supplement, make sure you understand the source. 95% of the supplements out there are synthetically made, and it is actually most of the cofactors. There are some brands out there that are actually still made from whole foods and derived in a vitamin D from a whole food, right? So like I said, then derived and, you know, extracted from a mushroom. That's what you want to find. That's where you have to look for. It's so, so important to pay attention to this.
Yeah, and that's why a superfood diet and the diet they having there and prescribing there is so powerful, because the cofactors, right, we always talk about the cofactors in nature, right? Vitamins combined with different vitamins that really are helping people, helping the body to absorb it better. You can see it there with your own eyes, how that works. And we felt it. We felt it throughout the week.
Yeah, so I want to actually explain it a little more, right? Because obviously it's a lot about the micro and the macro and the micronutrients. In our world, we so often think about the macronutrients. Yeah, I got enough protein. How many carbs did I eat? And we all forget and often don't talk enough about micronutrients, where micronutrients are so important. And micronutrients is not just your vitamins and minerals, right? It is the, like, your phytonutrients.
The hard word.
It's
phytonutrients.
It is the antioxidants. It's the bioactive components. It's the enzymes. There's so much more. And there's actually so much more in food that we're not even able to explain yet. But it's really important, because all those little pieces combined with the vitamins and minerals, that's how your body actually knows it. That's when it can absorb them best as well.
Yeah, and use them too.
And it's about not necessarily only about what you eat, it's about what you absorb, right? It's really your gut health is so important.
And ultimately how it strengthens your immune system, we learned too. All these strengthen your immune system. And your immune system, what we learned there, it's just your immune system is so amazing and powerful. They can deal with everything in your body if you give them the right tools, or you give it the right nutrients, right tools to be the best immune system you can be. That was the second one. And the third one,
I think the third one is like, I have one. I'm curious if we have the same one. Okay, Michael goes first.
You go first?
No, you go first.
The third one is how important it is to take 5-6 days for yourself and really focus on your health.
I had another one. But it is so important, because I think in our world, we are always sprinting. We are always running. I actually disconnected from my phone for 5 days.
We didn't have our
phones
on. I had it like one time for half an hour. But otherwise, we were completely disconnected, and it felt so good. There was no TV. There was no internet. There was nothing.
Yeah.
And there was, we could have done it, but we just decided not to do it and really focus on ourselves for 6 days, on our health, on and everything. So,
and I think it was really this moment to just, like, you know, we get so often bombarded with, like, things on social and then emails and then this, and there's just so much input. And it's nice to just, like, sit somewhere and to just, like, calm down and to just feel, right?
Read something.
We were reading books. And I mean, I wanted to actually read more, but every time I read a page, I would fall asleep. So I clearly needed more sleep as well. So it was just really, really good to disconnect.
Yeah.
My third tip would have been get an infrared sauna. I think it's so powerful. And there are a couple of good brands out there. I'll do some more research on that. You guys know which one I really like, but it's actually, even just going in the saunas, I think it's such a good way to disconnect and just calm down, and you sweat things out, right? And I think it is so healthy. It is proven. It has so many backed up by science how healthy infrared saunas are. So if you have that opportunity and it's something you have space for, I think it's really worth investing in, or sometimes maybe going once a week somewhere.
Yeah, not everybody can get an infrared sauna, but if you have somebody, know somebody, or can go to somebody with the infrared sauna, highly recommend it. That was all our tips. So you had three main takeaways and a bonus takeaway from Crystal.
Yeah.
But also the last takeaway, 5-6 days to really focus on your health. We do it with our detox, right? That's why our detox program is so powerful. 5 days, once a quarter, once half a year, to really focus on your health. 5 days again, you'll come out and you feel like a different person.
Yeah.
If you layer in no social, no internet, no phone, if you can, right? Then even that is even more healing. It's even more freeing because you really slow down and really focus on healing, right? And if you have a chance, do the detox again. If you have done it, we can only highly recommend that this 5 days are the combination of the things actually we learned too. A lot more living foods, a lot more superfoods, and a lot more focus on yourself.
And to Michael's point of slowing down, it's very hard for your body to heal when it's actually in fight and flight, right? If you're just stressed at work and just a bunch of things going on, that's not the environment where your body can heal. So make sure you take care of yourself, check in with how your energy is, and that's it for today.
I have one bonus one.
Oh no, yes. No more bonus one.
Bonus one. And if you're saying now, 6 days, I don't have a chance, do it for weekend. And we also now trying always Saturdays, right? It's our day to calm down.
No phones.
And really focus on our health on Saturdays, do a walk, and really eat healthy. So if you only have a Saturday, it will already make a difference. So that's a bonus one.
Great bonus one, Michael.
Until next one, this is a Be Sexy
This is a Be Sexy Eat Plants podcast with Crystal and Michael, and we're going to be back. And I have one last request.
What?
I would love for you to leave us a review and also put your questions in the review. So if you have questions for us, topics you want us to answer, put them in your review. We're going to check them out, and we really appreciate you. And we see you next time. Bye bye.
See you and hear you next time.
Bye. Bye.